Act 2, Scene 14. In the office cubicles and coffee room the next morning. An impromptu meeting in the coffee room with Cameron, Dinesh, Eddie, and Jimmy.
Dyes, I just got a call from the boss. He wants to see me.
I got the same call, homie. I get a letter of reprimand and a 1 week suspension without pay. All for trying to pitch in and help.
I heard a rumor that Zimmerman is being let go.
What? Yeah, me too. Are you okay? I'm good. At least we still had jobs. No kidding. Okay, talk to you later.
No kidding? What? Who was that?
It was Karen. She got suspended also, just like me. She also ran into Carla, and apparently Wentworth has been forced to resign, a la early retirement. Also, no sign of Zimmerman this morning. Rumor in finance that she's been let go. Carla also told Karen she was asked by Wentworth to set up a meeting with the principals in the Murphy deal.
The board must have known about Zimmerman's conflict of interest, relationship with the president from Adams Aerospace, not to mention violating company policy in the electronic approval system. Also sounds like Wentworth and legal has to deconstruct the whole acquisition deal.
Damn. Where the heck have I been? This is unbelievable. Kim, did you know this was going on?
Not really. Well, kinda.
Well, I knew what was going on, and I was scared to death I'd be unemployed this morning.
You and me both. I'm not happy about your letter, but it beats the alternative. I still gotta see Wentworth. I wonder what's gonna happen to me.
Jimmy takes a very brief call.
Who is that?
Wentworth.
And?
I'm receiving a special award from the board for bringing the issue forward to leadership. And here I was worried about my job. Man.
Well, whatever it was, it sounds like it's over. And you got some award? Huh, it sounds like a celebration is in order. Let's hit the club tonight.
I second the notion, Eddie.
The lights fade on scene 14.